This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
David calling in from Long Island has a question about his garage. What can we do for you today?
I have basically a 50-year-old house with a never-painted concrete garage floor.
Okay.
The floor is kind of sandy and dusty. It's a little grainy on top, cracked. Mm-hmm. So the recommendation from the paint company was to clean it, then with a special emulsifying cleaner, then acid etch it, which I've actually started doing. And then wait till I get a low moisture level and then paint it. I've got GarageGuard to do that. So I just want to see if that's the plan from your point of view.
Well, the cleaning, yes. The acid etching is the first time I've ever heard anyone recommend that. What do they hope to achieve with that?
What they claim is it'll remove any latent sanding, open up the pores of the concrete, mm-hmm. and optimize the concrete's ability for the GarageGuard to adhere to it.
So is this the manufacturer that's telling you to do this?
Yes.
Okay, well, if the manufacturer is telling you to do it, then I think you're okay. My concern would be that whatever latent acid etching material that was left behind might react negatively with the epoxy paint, which is what this garage guard is. But if they're recommending that be the procedure, then I would have no reason to doubt that. You know, it's obviously very, very important, and you've mentioned it already, that the floor be as dry as possible. And, you know, doing the cleaning, of course, saturates it really good. So you have to, you know, let it really dry out there, really dehumidify. You may even want to put a dehumidifier in the garage while it's drying so you get as much of that moisture out of it as possible because, you know, concrete holds a lot of water. And if it's, you know, soaked when you put that down, it's going to cause the paint to delaminate and flake up. So getting it dry is key. The other thing I would tell you is that it's an air cure epoxy, and no matter what they tell you in terms of drying time, you probably want to double it and try to stay out of there because it really takes a while for that stuff to really cure.